big win for the Kings on Friday night, continued their march up the NBL ladder. In the end, it was 7 points, but they were so dominant throughout the early part of the game. They've got a big game tomorrow night down there in Melbourne as well. One of the stars of the team is Daniel Kickett, and he's been good enough to join us on the line just before training too, I believe. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, really well. How's things going for you? A little bit of a tough start to the season, and with all the hype around a couple of notable inclusions in the squad this year, was there any little bit of doubt creeping into the squad at that point?
Nah, not at all. There was one thing we discussed that everybody took those first two losses really well, and no one was at panic stations at all. We lost two pretty close games against a good team, and we took those losses to heart and worked on a few things over the last couple of weeks and improved, and now we're on three straight, so we're looking to continue that down in Melbourne.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us. As you said, three on the bounce, but this is going to be a terrific clash tomorrow night in Melbourne. They look probably the team everyone thinks could be the main title contenders along with the Kings.
Yeah. I mean, they've got all the they've got a lot of returners from last year, and obviously it was a championship winning year for them, and they're obviously going to be there towards the end of the year. So that's obviously a team we're going to face. If we want to make something special this season, they're a team we're going to have to go through. So it's still early days now, so everyone's still working themselves out, and the league's still trying to figure itself out. And, who's at the top, who's sitting around the bottom. It's pretty evenly spread at the moment. But, we're looking forward to have that test. They match up well against us. We match up well against them. So it'll be a pretty exciting game, I imagine. So we're expecting a pretty hostile crowd and all that. But, we fully expect if we show up with our best foot forward that we can walk away with a win.
Really interested to know what Andrew Gaze was saying to the team after the game on Friday night. You just so far in front, so dominant during that early part, and it probably got closer than it should have. I look at Andrew Gaze on the sideline. He's part coach, part legend of the game, part schoolboy fan. He's all rolled into one.
Yeah, I mean, he's passionate about the game. He's passionate about, the product that, he as a head coach, he's putting out there. So he wants, he wants it to go a certain way, as all coaches do, and obviously the players and that do. And he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he's passionate about the game. And but he was happy with the win. Obviously, I'm really happy with the win. Obviously, didn't finish it out like we should have, but that's also a bit of a trademark from Wollongong that they never really give up, and they keep going at you for 40 minutes. And they did that again the other night and chipped away at it. Yeah, luckily enough, we had a nice bit of a buffer there, and we made some big shots towards the end to kind of keep that score in our favour.
Daniel, we had Andrew Bogart on the show 3 weeks ago, and he said this team would take a fair while the season to evolve and to gel. How is the team starting to come together now?
Yeah, really well. Yeah, everyone's coming together. It's a very new group of guys. There's a few returners from last year, but when you bring in 6 or 7 new players, it's going to take time to adjust, adjust to new offenses and all that stuff. But we're gelling together as a group really, really well. And I think we've seen that over the last few weeks after those first two losses. It seems like that brought us closer together, that made us all understand that, there's not going to be any, there's a lot of hype coming from the media and from everywhere else, we're this going to be this dominant team, but there's no easy games in the NBL, and you've seen that. If you just look at the ladder, the losses that some teams have had are completely unexpected. So it's one of those leagues where you have to take every game seriously, and that's, I think, brought us all together in that understanding, and taking every game serious is sometimes it's a long season, and it's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes you think you can walk out there and get a win, but it doesn't work like that.
Daniel, your record is incredible across the European leagues, your college career, and of course what you were doing with Brisbane in the NBL previously. Finding your way in the locker room, and when you've got a big person, not only a great player, but a big personality in Andrew Bogart, does it take a while to sort of work out where you fit in and what your role, for want of a better term, is within the team and the club structure?
No, I'm one of the older vet guys, so I've never really had to worry about where I fit in. And Andrew gets a lot of, a lot of people think that he's this big presence that just overshadows everybody, but it's not like that. I mean, team sports generally don't work like that.
Sure.
And that's not how it is. So Andrew comes in. He's obviously got his experience, and that's what he brings to the table. But everyone's got their opinion. We work with a leadership group, and we encourage our young guys to be part of that decision-making process and all that kind of stuff. So it's an open locker room. It's open for discussion. Obviously, there are some of the older guys when it comes to decision-making time about certain things around the club. You know, they get final say, but it's a environment where everybody's got a say, and you know, that comes from top down and from bottom up as well. Like,
yeah,
we encourage that. Everyone's opinion matters, and that's, yeah, it's a great locker room feel.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I don't know whether you get the feel as a player, but I think the city is behind you. Well done thus far. We know there's a long way to go in this season. Good luck, especially tomorrow night and for the rest of the season, Daniel.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Daniel Kickett, star of the Sydney Kings. Great to have him on the program. They're the outsiders on Monday night. $1.70 Melbourne United in that head-to-head clash, and $2.15 the Sydney Kings. The line there, plus 2.5.